Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death of a Wicked Witch by Lee Hollis, narrated by Randy Kay. Chapter 1. "Wicked witches," Haley said, reading the business card that had just been handed to her. She glanced up at the pretty woman with long, curly blonde hair wearing a pink halter top and studded jean jacket, who stood in front of her desk at the Island Times office, a large carry-all tote bag slung over her shoulder. "What kind of business is this?"
"Food truck," the woman said, smiling.
Haley's face lit up. "I've always dreamed that one day we'd get another food truck in town. We've only had one for the longest time. Are you planning to be open all winter? Because I'll tell you, we are desperate around here for some place to get a decent lunch during the winter. Practically every restaurant closes down once the summer tourists leave."
"Well, I'm going to give it a go, but I guess it depends on how much business I get. But I'll try to stay open at least through the new year."
"I'm sure you'll do just fine, especially once word gets around. Now, do you want to place an ad?" The woman nodded.
"Yes, I want to raise awareness as soon as possible and be up and going before Halloween. I was hoping to get an ad in for tomorrow."
"Unfortunately, we're about to go to press with tomorrow's paper, so I'm not sure I can get it in on time, but I certainly will make sure it's in Friday's edition."
"That will be fine. I scribbled down what I'd like to say on the back of the card."
Haley turned over the card and read the woman's ad copy. "Wicked witches. Our subs are pure magic."
"Cute, but it doesn't say where people can find you."
"That's because I'm..."